This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Good morning. I am back in my car, and here we go again for another fun and exciting podcast. And I think I want to talk today about Nathan Lowell. As I mentioned in the last podcast, I wanted to talk about the idea of don't quit your day job. And my hero of podcasting happens to be Nathan Lowell, actually being a creative in the first place. For those of you who do not know Nathan Lowell, he is an author and has written a science fiction author. He's written a series of books that is definitely among my favorite books of all time. He started as a podcaster, and he audiocasted. He made a podcast of a novel called Quarter Share, and most of the books since then have been essentially a continuation in the universe he started in Quarter Share. Quarter Share is the story of essentially an orphan who's forced to join the merchant marine of the future, which sails between different planets and different stars. And it's the adventures of this guy who just has ordinary adventures of ordinary people, not the epic adventures of contact with aliens or blowing each other up or anything like that. No, I mean, the most exciting thing here is making good coffee. And if that sounds boring, it's not. And I think what I found with Nathan Lowell's work is he writes to something that a lot of people that his audience know very well. It's about being a sailor, both a civilian and a military one. He's got a lot of military fans out there, a lot of veterans, a lot of people still in the military. He was in the Coast Guard for several years himself, so he's very familiar with this, and it's definitely writing to what you know. So he comes from this, and the book is just hysterically funny. He just came out with his latest book, which I just finished reading, called Milk Run, where he takes this same universe and he starts showing, I guess you could call it the shadier side of the universe, the one with not as many regulations, but he shows that even that can be kind of orderly in its own strange kind of way. But it's a great book, and it's a great series of books. So Nathan Lowell, when he started writing Quarter Share, which was his first book, he came out with Quarter Share, and then almost immediately after that came out with Half Share and Full Share, and kept going through these books. And so there's a whole series of these books as this character, Ishmael Wong, grows and actually advances in the Merchant Marine. Those books end with him essentially being an owner of his own ship I can't tell you more than that. For a period of time, he's the owner of his own ship. And what happens after that, you have to read the book. I'm not going to give any spoilers. The point, though, is when he was writing his first books, when he was doing them as podcasts, it was not his real job. And interestingly enough, it was an extremely productive time for him. He would crank stuff out in amazing times. In fact, if you see on other podcasts about extreme amounts of productivity, they actually mention a unit called the Lowell, which is, and I don't even remember how much it is, I think it's like 50,000 words or something like that. Some amazingly huge number of words getting chunked out in a very short amount of time. That was Nathan Lowell. That continued, and like I said, he got one right after the other, came pounding out on his podcasts. He would take the podcast and then get the scripts from the podcast, reorganize them slightly, and post them as books, as ebooks in particular. And that went on for a while. at some point, and I don't remember if it was he left or he was dismissed, downsized, whatever, I can't remember. He left his then current job and became a full-time writer. Now, he survived at this. He's very popular. I mean, he's won several awards for on the podcast side, on the Parsec Awards and the like. He has an incredible voice. And so he's been successful. What I find interesting, though, is since he left his job, and this is where I wanted to go with this podcast today, since he left his job, his productivity, as far as the number of books he gets out, the amount of writing he does, has dropped dramatically. So this was maybe 6-7 years ago. He's only gotten about 6 books in that period of time, if not less. About that. So he's doing about one a year. This year he's actually gotten 2 out. Several years he had none at all. And that was one of those things that interests me. And I think several things are going on there. The first is what I will call the time pressure stamp. And it's something that I'm under right now. It's something that I definitely experience as I'm doing these podcasts, as I've whined about before. When you're under a lot of time pressure, when you have 5 tasks to do, and you have to get them all done, you get them all done. Writing a course, writing 2 books, actually now 3 books, because the course will also become a book. Writing 3 books, a online course, and doing my regular job is a lot of work. And guess what? I'm really stepping up to the plate with all of those. And being in that time pressure, in that pressure cooker, really makes you work harder, makes you really organize your time better. And I've read this several places, and I wish I could find a good citation for it, but this time pressure thing seems to be very, very common among authors, where when the writing is a part-time job, they're able to just crank the stuff out. When writing no longer becomes a part-time job and becomes a full-time job, their productivity drops. So part of it is that you don't know what you want to do with the time. And so you have a bad sense of time management. The other part of that is now that it's your job, you've got other parts of the job that you have to do better. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of maintenance stuff that I would love to do, but right now I don't have the time to do it personally. But even if I had the time to do it, it would end up eating up the creative time. So, for example, the website. One of the many things I'd like to do with the makeappie.com website is move it to a self-hosted WordPress site from its currently WordPress-hosted site. It allowed me to get a lot more stuff. I could do a lot more design on it. I could do a lot more Google Analytics on it, since I can't use Google Analytics with WordPress hosted. I could do a lot of things, but do I have the time to do that? No. The other side of that is, if I moved it over, it would become an absolute nightmare and would consume a lot more time for me to maintain the site. So right now I spend almost no time maintaining site because WordPress does everything for me. If I moved it over, there would be a lot of maintenance, a lot of updates. I have to update all my plugins. I have to do this, I have to do that. I have to, that kind of stuff starts to dig into you. The editing, you start having to work harder on editing. I can't afford an editor right now. It's an expensive proposition to have an editor. And while I have beta readers and I do use them, you know, a qualified editor would definitely make my work better. I know there are plenty of errata in all my books because people keep mentioning them to me and I collect them. And as I had a post this week, I will try to make better another maintenance function here, for an example. I might make better errata sheets. All of that is still time that I'm not writing. And I saw that because Nathan Lowell, among all the other things he does, has a week as a daily podcast that he does while he's walking on his exercise run every day. It's actually a walk. It's talking on my morning walk. And that was actually the inspiration for me doing this on my morning drive, is Nathan Lowell's podcast. And he's talked a lot about the problems he's had and the frustrations he's had about getting everything to work. So, getting back to the point, you've got this time pressure at work that you only do what's vitally important, which is the writing. When you don't have the time pressure, you don't do what is vitally important, which is the writing, but you do a lot of the maintenance that you have to have in order to get the writing to work. So those are the time cost issues that show up when you're working for yourself. Then there's the cost issues. And here's one that I am definitely in this category as well. I am not ready to do this full time. I am doing this part time. That's why we're talking about this in my car as I head west to work. The problem is, it's not making enough money. I'm making maybe 2% of my current salary right now in creative endeavors. So for the mostly book sales right now, of course, we'll see where that goes. But so that's where it comes from. You're not going to make a lot of money at this at first. It's best to build yourself as much as you can, get all the ducks in a row, get a good base, and then at some point say, yeah, I'm making 50%, 70% of my current salary, and then it's okay to start thinking about, okay, can I move over? Remember, though, that for most people, going indie completely and making your living at it is not as simple as you might think, because there are a lot of extra things that you may need, such as insurance. Health insurance, it's easier in the United States these days. If you're in a different country and you're on a socialized medicine situation, it may be easier. But there are definite benefits to being employed by somebody else. And those benefits you're going to lose when you move over to indie. So you have to keep that in mind too, is that there are a lot more financial costs than just your base salary. And depending on how that insurance cost could be paid, you may work that out differently. But you have to think about those too. And all of that has to go in. So it's a very, very big decision of whether or not you are going to go completely indie, to make your money only on your creative endeavors. And for the most part, and where I am right now, my belief is don't do that. Have a good, stable job to start with, of some kind, so that you are always bringing in enough to pay the rent and put food on your table. If your creative endeavor, for the moment at least, makes enough money for you to have some nice extra things in your life, that's perfect. If it pays a bunch of bills that you couldn't pay before, that's perfect. I mean, right now that's where I am, is trying to get my wife's school paid for. That's where you should go. In the meantime, you're building a reputation. you're building who you are, you're building your authority, so that people say, oh, you're Nathan Lowell, oh, you're Steve Lipton, oh, you're Make App Pie, and you're building your brand. You don't have enough money if you're doing this on an indie basis to do this by just spending $30,000 on a massive campaign or $100,000 on a massive campaign. If I had $100,000, I'd be paying bills with it. I wouldn't be spending it on advertising. We're not in that position to do that. We have to do the cheaper, at least far as financial is concerned, method of building our authority. And then once we've built our authority and built a fan base, then we can go independent because those people will support us. Just as Nathan Lowell with Milk Run, the book he just published and is absolutely amazing. Just as that book is probably doing extremely well. I haven't actually looked at the Kindle sales numbers yet, but it's probably doing extremely amazing because he has an amazing community around him. He knows that based on, I'll use one number I know of, based on about the 950 people who are fans enough to be part of a Facebook page of his, I'm sure 80-90% of those fans have already bought the book. They're his core fans. And at $5 a piece, and as I've said before, for Kindle, that's 70%. That's a good chunk of change just in the first week. That will continue to grow as the less hardcore fans then start seeing it, as it picks itself up off of the bottom of the Kindle ratings, the Kindle rankings. That all continues. He's got that built. Most of us don't have that built. I don't have that built enough myself. It's starting, but I have not built that enough myself. As one gets more and more popular, as Nathan Lowell did with his podcasts, as he gets to the point where you know you have a good enough base that when you put something out, people will buy it, that changes the story. That makes you to the point where you can be successful. So I think that's all I really wanted to say with this one is, you know, don't quit your day job, although that used to be an insult, essentially from the good old days of vaudeville, that you were just so bad in what you did that you shouldn't leave your day job. It's more of a savvy strategy these days that you don't quit your day job so you can keep building the dream, the creative endeavor that you really want. And so with that, thank you very much. And I'm changing the saying at the end here today. I thought about it, and since I actually see you next week, instead of saying you see you soon, I'll say it again. I'll say it differently this time, and I will see you next week. Thanks again. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.